For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A federal appeals court in St. Louis has overturned a Missouri law that makes it a crime to burn or otherwise desecrate the American flag. Frank Snyder III of Cape Girardeau sued the Southeast Missouri City after his 2009 arrest for cutting up a U.S. flag on the sidewalk outside his home, throwing it in the street, and trying to set it on fire. Snyder was jailed for 8 hours, but prosecutors dismissed the charges after learning of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that deemed a similar law in Texas unconstitutional. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a 2012 lower court ruling today that the law violated the First Amendment's right to free speech. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri represented the Cape Girardeau man. An annual report finds that Missouri law enforcement officers are continuing to pull over black drivers at a significantly greater rate than white drivers. The report today from Attorney General Chris Koster said black drivers were 66% more likely than white ones to be stopped based on their proportionate share of the driving age population last year. The disparity increased slightly from 2012, but is up significantly since 2000 when the state first began reporting racial demographics about traffic stops. In 2000, blacks were 30% more likely than whites to be pulled over. Koster says this year's report continues a disturbing trend in Missouri, but he also says the statistics don't prove that law officers are making vehicle stops based on the race of the driver. The Columbia Public Works Department is hoping to improve parking lot drainage by trying out a new type of pavement. Pave drain is a type of pavement that drains and filters rainwater. It costs about $2 more than regular pavement and is paid for through a grant from the Joe Mockins Dealerships and the City of Columbia. Aaron Keyes is a civil engineer working on the project.
The city is retrofitting a somewhat industrial facility with stormwater best management practices.
This pavement installation has been an ongoing project for the last few years because the pave drain company has had the product in a testing phase. The project is scheduled to be completed next week and will be tested continuously to make sure it is draining properly. Missouri tax officials are getting audited. A new Missouri Senate committee will review how the State Department of Revenue interprets, enacts, and enforces state tax laws. Senators also plan to look at potential conflicts and inconsistencies. Business organizations and lawmakers have expressed displeasure with the agency. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey announced yesterday the committee will be led by Senator Will Krause, a Republican from Lee's Summit. Other Republicans serving on the committee are Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau, Bob Dixon of Springfield, Ed Emery of Rogersville, and Eric Schmidt of Glendale. The Democratic members are Scott Sifton of Afton and Paul Levada of Independence. House Speaker Tim Jones said today a House committee focused on government regulatory overreach also could look into the Department of Revenue and taxes. The Putting Kids First initiative is in its final preparation stages before its launch. The Boone County program will attempt to provide after-school and mental health services for local youth. Initially passed in late 2012, the program will have roughly $6.5 million to allocate annually. Director of Boone County Community Services, Kelly Wallace, announced today that July 10th will be the final day for organizations wanting to participate with the program to submit proposals on how they would use the funds. Wallace said she hopes to work with other similar programs to help as many at-risk kids as possible.
I really think it's important to work in combination with other funders here in Boone County so that we can focus on common outcomes and make even more of an impact in our community.
Wallace also said she hopes the initiative has all its pieces in place by the end of the summer. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.